In today's Mishnah, we learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the 2nd Parak Masech Tavot. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mehillel shamay. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he learned from Hillel and Shammai. He would say, in lamadat Torah harbe, if you learn lots of Torah, al tachazik tov la'atzmecha, don't take any credit for yourself, don't pat yourself on the back. Why? Ki lakach notzarta, because that reason why you were created. The Grah goes one step further by explaining that before one is born, as we learn from Azal, that one is taught the entirety of Torah. So therefore, im lamadat Torah harbe, I don't think this is necessarily an achievement, because you're simply relearning that which you were taught before. What's interesting here, the Midrash Mor takes a different twist on this statement. He's saying, if you learn lots of Torah, al tachzik tova, don't hold that tova. What's a tova? I mean, the Torah you've learned, latzma, don't keep it to yourself. Why ki lokach notzarta, by implication then, because you were placed in the world not just to learn Torah, but share it and teach it as well. Mishnah then continues, chamisha talmidim hayulo l'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 students, v'eluhem, and these were his students, which we're going to refer to in this mission in the next one. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hukranos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Natanel, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. So those are the 5 students. Hu Amon Eshevacham, he would count their praises. And he would say as follows, Rabbi Lazar ben Hukranos, how would he describe him? He would refer to a bor sud, a limed pit. This is soon sure, she'enu me betipa, that when it's filled with water, it will not lose a drop. Ruach Haim also points out the fact that it was lined in this way, in the mashal at least, ensure that not only would no drop be lost, but also maintained its purity. So all the Torah he learned would be retained purely. Rabbi Yeshua, so how we describe Rabbi Yeshua, we say, Ashrei Yoladato, praise is his parents, or with his mother, she who gave birth to him. So that would be a more appropriate translation. Why is that? One is because his character traits, his middle, seem to be that he inherited from his mother. Another understanding is his mother went to great extents, as described in the Mishnah in Yerushalmi, to ensure that he would absorb Torah. She would go to place either to place him in a Bat Midrash at a young age, or all ask Talmidei Chacham to daven to him, as some Rafashim explain. Next, Rabbi Yossi is described as a chassid, because a chassid is someone who goes lifnim mishotetim, goes beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Shimon ben Natanel is described as a yirei chet, someone who had great fear of sin, who placed siyagim, and placed fences in order to protect himself from, in other words, be machmer, in particular, protect himself from coming to do an aveira. And Rav Lazar ben Arach, how would he describe him? He would describe him as saying, ma'ayan ha-mitgaber, a strong flowing spring. The understanding here is because he was very sharp and deep understandings of that which he learned. He's able to draw conclusions, in other words, mevin davar mitoch davar, and add to that which his teacher taught him. Mishnah then continues, again, this is referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ima kol chachmei Yisrael bakaf mozaif, all the sages of Israel on one side of the scale, the Eliezer ben Hukanus, and Rabbi ben Hukanus was bakaf shnia on the other side, then he'd say machriya kulam, he would outweigh them all. Abba Shaul, Omer Mishmor, Abba Shaul would say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Hukanus, Ima kol chachmei Yisrael, if all the sages of Israel bakaf mozaif on one side, and along with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hukanus, afimahem. Rabbi Lazar, referring to Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, who was the last of the 5 students listed as being the Mayan Hamit Gaber, if he was on the other side, then he would machria judy, his, for want of a better word, expertise in learning, he would outweigh them all. So let's now learn Mishnah Tet, Amalehem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, Tsu'uru, go out and find Ezu Derech Rashar, what is the right path that someone, Ashid Bakbar Adam, that a man should attach himself to? Rabbi Lazar says that, he's the first, once again, he says, Ayin Tov, a good eye. What is a good eye? That is someone who is very happy with what he has. It's someone who is Sameach Bechelko. Rabbi Yeshua says, a Chaver Tov, a good friend. What is a good friend, according to the Baal Tanura? That's someone who, if he sees his friend do something that is not appropriate, that he will mochiach, he will tell him off in an appropriate way. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, a Shachen Tov, someone who is a good neighbor. Here the Baal Tanura says it's someone who's not just available to his chaver and day, but also someone who's around, a neighbor who's there available to people around him both day and night. Another understanding is the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua, with Yeshua saying chaver tov and Rabbi Yossi saying shechen tov, is that shechen tov is a wider group, if you like, of individuals one is being tov, good to. That's can Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shua says, a good path is someone who can anticipate the future, can see consequences of one's actions. He says that is a critical character trait. That's the right path to follow. Rabbi Lazar Omer, he says it's got to be a lev tov. Why? Lev tov, that's the seat of all good midot. If one has a good lev, good character traits will stem from there. That's an important path. Amar lahem ro'e ani, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, ro'e ani et divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. I see what Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the lev tov, is the right way. Why? Shebichlal dvarav divreichem. Because since everything, as we explained, is dependent on the heart, it encompassed all those other midot, or those derachim, that were mentioned by the other students, or the other Tanaim. Amar lehem, he said, then said to them, Ezu derech, what is then the derech ra'ah, the bad path, shitrachek, that someone should stay away from. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's got to be an ayin ra. He said, ayin tov. So here, ayin ra. If we said ayin tov was someone who was happy with what he has, an ayin ra'ah, it's going to lead to an individual being jealous and hating other people, and all the other bad things are going to spill from that, from having this ayin ra. Rabbi Yoshua says it's got to be a chaver ra, whereas Rabbi Yossi says shachen ra, a bad neighbor. So these are all the, if you like, the complements of their positions in the beginning of the Mishnah. Here's where it gets different. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi says halovev ve'enu meshalem. Whereas before, Rabbi Shimon says the good path is one who is a ro'eh tanulad, someone who anticipates the consequence of his actions. Here he says someone who borrows and doesn't pay it back. Now, why didn't he just give the complementary position, the negative of someone? In other words, it's simply someone who doesn't anticipate the future or doesn't see the consequences of one action. So Rabbi Yonah says, well, that on its own isn't necessarily negative. That's why Rabbi Shimon pointed to a negative consequence of someone who doesn't, or more directly attribute or character traits that is the opposite of someone who doesn't anticipate the future. So if, for example, someone who borrows money and doesn't calculate the fact he won't be able to pay it back, or doesn't really prepare himself for mitigating circumstances so they can pay it back, that is really, as Barton Rose says, someone who doesn't ro'eh tanulad, someone didn't anticipate the future, and we can see this is directly negative. Why is that so bad? Because someone who borrows from an individual, it is as if he borrows from Hashem. Why? If someone borrows and does not pay back, as described by the pasuk as being a rasha, this pasuk is from Tehillim, Kapitul Lamed Zayin. It says, "V'tzadik chonen v'noten." The tzadik, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu here, will have mercy and he will pay it back. In other words, he will pay back the creditor in other ways. So in this context, we understand that if the person doesn't pay back, his new creditor then will be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now he has what to owe to pay Hashem back, if you like. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Levra. So back to Rebbe Eliezer, he said a Lev Tov was a positive path. He was saying it's a bad heart, as once we get said, because the heart is the seat of all midot. So Amar Lehem, Ro'e Ani, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer Ben Arach. I see, in other words, I agree with the position of Elazar ben Arach. Why? Shebichlal dvarav divreichem. Because someone has a bad heart will encompass all these drachim that you already mentioned. As we said, ein ra, chaver ra, shachen ra, and someone who's lovev ve'enu meshalem. Those are Mishnah today.